Hey,
you know what?
It is Brad and Faith, and we're the star of the Brad and Faith Show. And here's Faith as Faith.
Hello.
And here's Brad as Brad.
Hello.
And we are
the two blind squirrels.
Yeah, we're the two blind squirrels. Mm-hmm. And we're warm.
I went to swimming lessons today and didn't even have to get in the water.
Didn't have to get in the water?
Nope.
Because you were so wet from sweating?
Uh-huh.
See people rocking, hear people chanting, feeling hot, hot, hot. All right, now listen. This is serious business. I have looked at the map, and I challenge anyone to find a worse place to live than Dallas.
You mean hotter?
Yes.
Place to live?
Yes. No, I've looked at the map. Now, as far as humidity is concerned, mm-hmm. they get more humidity in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about major cities. Okay. They get more humidity in Houston, and they get more humidity in Hotlanta,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's other places that get that are more humid, like Mobile, Alabama, which is like the armpit,
right.
New Orleans. But they don't have the heat.
Mm-mm.
See, they don't have the heat that Dallas gets. And San Antonio, maybe they're both right there.
Yeah.
San Antonio is a lot more humid than you think it would be.
Yeah, but there's more trees in San Antonio.
I don't know. San Antonio.
Dallas is a big, giant block of concrete.
San Antonio may be the only city that could give Dallas a run for its money. It's got the river running right through it, which makes it humid, doesn't make uh-huh. it cool. And then you get the Gulf breeze, which doesn't make it cool, just makes it stinking hot and or humid. And then you get, but it's in central Texas where it's so hot.
Right.
So San Antonio may give it a run. Now, Austin, for some reason, is way drier than San Antonio.
I don't know what that's
it's
about.
A little further north. But Dallas, according to the weather maps, is the hottest place with the highest humidity in the United States.
Right now.
Oh, well, historically.
Historically.
Yes.
We got in the car yesterday, and the little thermometer, or the little thing on the
well,
car
that's
read
where I was going.
127 degrees.
Now, it wasn't 127 degrees outside.
No.
That's like Arizona hot. But right. I'm just saying, it was 127 in the car.
Yeah, and it was.
Because
my legs couldn't even touch the seat.
Well, because we're not used to parking outside.
We always are in the garage.
We're always in the garage, and at work I'm in the garage. And so I didn't even think to roll down the windows. And it had been sitting there all day. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon when we left.
It was so hot.
And it was unreal.
Oh.
And it didn't even cool. I mean, it cooled down. The inside the car was probably 87 mm-hmm. by the time we got where we were going. We're like. And so. Yeah.
But sulfur is a good 10 degrees cooler. Than Dallas.
No, not 10.
Oh,
not
sometimes 10. It is.
About
yeah.
5.
In the mornings it is, because when I went outside to water, it was 72
well,
here. When I went outside at your mom and dad's mm-hmm. On Sunday morning,
it was 82.
Yeah.
That's because Dallas got so much more concrete, so it doesn't
right.
cool down.
It's just hot.
So, yeah, you got that going for you and all, but.
Stinking hot.
Well, but here's the thing, okay? We haven't had a summer like this in a long time. It's probably been 3 years since
mm-hmm,
we had a summer
years,
like this.
3 years, probably.
Because we got so much rain the last couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it would heat up and then it would rain and it would cool uh-huh. everything down. But this summer, it looks like we're back into the summers that we had.
Remember,
so
they said they were talking about 1998. Remember that summer?
When it was
100,
over 100
over
degrees.
Over 30 days in a row.
Yes.
It was over 100 degrees.
And you don't understand what that
no rain.
You don't understand what that kind of heat does. Is it every night it doesn't cool down this much.
Mm-mm.
So
it just gets hotter.
It just
and
gets
hotter,
hotter,
and
hotter and
hotter every day. It was so disgusting.
So
and we lived in Dallas at the time.
And this is the other thing. There's no relief at the pool. I mean, it gets a point in Dallas, and that's mm-hmm. and that point is coming up pretty soon. Now that we enjoyed ourselves in the pools this weekend,
mm-hmm.
in swimming in the pool, but. In about
won't be long.
In about 30 days, you won't even be able to go in the pool mm-hmm. because the pool will be soup.
Except for at night and in the morning.
It's still soup. And you can go in the pool and it's like feels like a warm bath. It's disgusting. But, and you'll have, you know, and so it's just, there's no relief. You go to the mall and you stay in your house. And those are the two
that's
things
it.
You do. And
that's why
just,
Dallas is the shopping mecca.
That's, yeah, exactly. I think that's the popularity of the malls right there. Mm-hmm. And now they built that stupid thing called Firewheel, which is, it's an outdoor mall, which is genius if you live in
Colorado.
California.
Yeah.
Colorado.
Not here.
Not here. Yeah. I mean, mean, it's okay, except for about 3 months out of the year.
Yeah, I guess.
But, you know, here's the thing. When I'm working out, if I'm going to go for a walk or a ride or run my bike or whatever, I can kind of deal with it. Even if I'm going to go mow the yard, really. I mean, I can.
Because you know you're prepared. I'm prepared to be hot.
But here's what I can't deal with. I can't deal with doing little things that normally wouldn't be that big a deal.
Right. Yeah.
Like just, you know, just. I'm just going to go outside and I'm going to fix this little thing that needed to be fixed. Or I'm going to pot a plant or something. You'll die. You will die of sweat dehydration. And then you got to come in. And even if you're going to go outside for 5 minutes and do a little thing like that.
You're going to start sweating.
You got to come in and take a shower.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, and here's another thing that drives me crazy about the heat here. Okay. Is that when you're outside and you're doing this, it's the kind of heat that gets down into your skin. I don't know if you know what I mean by that, but I'll give you an example of it. It's not easy to cool off. You'll come in, you can get a shower, get out of the shower, and still be sweating.
Yes.
I mean, take a cool shower, too. I mean, you're inside an air-conditioned house taking a cool shower, and you can't stop sweating.
Last week, two different times, Brad comes out.
I can't stop sweating.
He sat under the fan. Next day, I come out, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm so hot. I can't stop sweating. I'm hot. I hate being hot.
Exactly. So we,
I'm sick of being hot.
We end up sitting around under a fan and an air conditioner.
And, you know, the air conditioner is working as hard as it,
hard as it possibly can.
To keep the temperature down.
The air conditioner set on 74. Oh. It's 78 in the house.
And working out in the summer is just miserable. When I work out, I'm like dripping before I barely even start. Yeah. It's disgusting. Lovely time. Good time.
Good times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we go to a lot of malls. We went to supper then. That was nice. It was hot in the restaurant.
It was warm in there, but I didn't.
It's because the sun's right hits that window.
But I
right
had
there.
My pretty dress, so I was cool.
Oh, she was so pretty. You were so pretty.
Thank you.
And dressing up, by the way, dressing up in Texas these days. Now, when we were kids, I don't understand what happened. When we were kids, and
you
I
didn't ever go
this.
Anywhere and have to dress up.
Well, that's
your
true.
Your parents didn't go to eat.
That's true, but we didn't have flip-flops. We wore boots in the summer.
There were flip-flops. You
I'm not saying there weren't flip-flops. I'm saying we didn't have any here. Okay. Nobody wore them here.
Okay.
And, I mean, we would wear boots and tennis shoes in the summer with socks on.
My gosh. Yeah.
But now, dressing up to go out to eat in a nice restaurant may include flip-flops.
Yeah.
I had on nice linen pants, a nice shirt, and flip-flops.
My feet are sticking out.
Because I got to have this heat dissipate somewhere.
Yeah, we're looking for the least to put on a strapless dress. I'm like, nothing touch me.
I'm thinking of plastic surgery.
The least amount of clothes possible.
I'm thinking of having plastic surgery. I'm going to have those metal fins and plant it on my back.
So they'll like blow.
So they'll dissipate heat out into the room.
You know, when Brad will walk through.
Oh, my God. I'm hot. You're sitting here talking about being hot.
You don't even make supper in the hot.
No, I don't know how you managed to cook in this.
Oh.
But here's what's the thing. We're in an air-conditioned house.
It doesn't matter. It's still hot.
But when we were kids, my parents didn't have an air conditioner. How did they do it? How did people fall in love with no air conditioner?
I know. It's just gross.
I don't want you to touch me now.
It's
we got
slimy.
Air conditioning.
I know. I saw people at swimming lessons. I'm like, I give you a hug, but you don't want to hug me.
How did people fall in love? How did they sleep at night with no air conditioning?
You guess you got used to it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Lots of fans. Yeah. I don't know.
But there's parts of the country now that, you know, that don't have air conditioning.
I know.
Oh, it's just...
Would you find every heat song you could?
Yes.
Fell into a burning bar.
So far we had Hot, Hot, Hot by Buster Poindexter. We had The Heat Is On by Glenn Frey. Some Like It Hot by Robert Palmer. And now we're listening to Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash.
Ring of Fire.
This is called Dallas.
Dallas is the burning ring of fire.
Yeah, the 635 is the burning ring of fire.
It circles Dallas.
Yeah. People's tires melt in this heat. I'm not kidding you. It's ridiculous. You can go down some of these, what they call oil roads. They're roads made out of basically petroleum byproducts or whatever they call
black
them.
Tops,
black top roads. They're called different things. And these roads, literally in the summertime, will become more like a river of goo. Mm-hmm. we used to ride on them on our bikes. You know, you could see our little bike.
Yeah, you could see the tracks in them.
The tracks in them and stuff.
Yuck. But on another note, today.
But we would ride our bikes.
I know. In the heat. What's wrong with you?
With tennis shoes on.
Because you didn't have flip-flops.
Is it getting hotter or is it just harder to handle it as I get older? I just don't understand.
We're getting older and we don't like it. It's just
Are we just softer?
Awful.
Are we softer than the previous generations?
Maybe.
And here's another thing. How did people populate Dallas in the first place? I mean, who on earth settled here and went,
this is a good place to
live. Let's build a city here. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. We don't have air conditioning. What's air conditioning? I don't know, but we live in air.
This should have been on my high school list. I love this song.
Except
for that it didn't come from the year that I graduated, and that was what the list was. This was on my list, though. Heat of the Moment. It was on my, like, I don't know. What year did this come out?
83, 84,
something like that. Okay. That's why. But on another note, newsworthy, as we're recording this, it is Brad's birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday to me.
Yay. He's halfway done. That's what I told John today. I said, Brad's halfway done. He went, you mean halfway gone or halfway done?
What are you talking about halfway?
Well, because the life expectancy is 84, so you're halfway.
No, I'm not. I'm not middle age. Middle age is like 50 for me.
For you. Okay. Yes. Good to know.
Because I'm living to 100, so middle age is 50.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Whatever.
You're the most special person. And you're loved by me, too.
I am. That's the cool part. I do enjoy that part of the
Did you have business. A good birthday weekend?
I had an excellent birthday weekend. We went to my father's and mm-hmm. we swam mm-hmm. and we enjoyed
had Father's
the heat.
Day because Brad always has Father's Day with his birthday.
We had cake. We had chocolate cake for breakfast. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Yeah, Father's Day.
The
that
day
was
after.
Greatness.
The day after we had chocolate cake.
And he had a SpongeBob party.
I did. It
was greatness.
I got to post a picture of that. That is the coolest
It's on my
thing.
Phone. I'll have to put it out there.
They made
Carrie
they
and
made
Jen.
A pineapple.
Uh huh.
For SpongeBob's house,
uh-huh.
and
they did the little
Easter,
straw and the
Easter,
whole.
The straw coming out of the side for a chimney, and they had
Squidward's house.
Easter egg island statue, and then they
and
had
it
a,
looks exactly like it. Jen did
oh,
it.
Oh yeah,
and then they did.
No, Carrie did that. She just painted it.
Oh okay.
Carrie did all the carving, and then they did
He's
a
good,
Patrick
man.
Rock, and they painted Patrick.
And then the star is under it, and star is under a Squidward's house too, though.
That is funny.
So they had those, and then we had his mom went and bought SpongeBob napkins and plates and a tablecloth, mm-hmm. and we had SpongeBob balloons and the whole deal, and then we played SpongeBob trivia, and we played Brad Libs, but it was to the SpongeBob theme song, and then it was, what was the other one? I forgot how that one went, but anyway, and then it was fun, and then we had Brad Trivia, which we do for everybody's birthday.
Brad Libs was awesome.
It was hysterical.
Because it turned out to be, because he did all these, give me him now.
SpongeBob
SquarePants. And it turned out to be the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song. So it turned out to be, what was it? It was Peacock Brad, Buttock, no. Peacock Brad.
Oh, Peacock Brad Buttocks.
No, the last word was Buttocks.
Oh, something Buttocks.
Square Buttocks?
Square Buttocks or something.
It wasn't square, though.
I don't know, but it was very funny.
It was funny.
I have it written down. It's right here. Hang on.
Oh, okay. I was mad. I couldn't remember it. Anyway, so... Oh, yeah, here it is. Yeah, there's we did a crossword puzzle, too, to with all this stuff about me with trivia. That my brother did.
So this
awesome.
Is how it goes. Are you ready, dog? Aye, aye. What'd he put? He wrote it too small. I can't read it. Whatever. Was that peacock?
I can't
see. I can't hear you. Aye, aye, princess. Oh, it's princess. Aye, aye, princess. Oh, who lives in a horse with the booger? Peacock Brad Square Buttocks.
Square Tuck. Yeah, okay.
So peacock Brad Square Buttocks. Absorbent and red and crabby is he. Peacock Brad Square Buttocks.
But Carrie did a really good job of singing it.
Yes.
With the right
It was very fun.
Inflections.
If ugly nonsense be something you laughing, Peacock Brad Square Buttocks. Then drop on the clock and flop like a bathing. That's right, because we had to rhyme and we didn't rhyme. It was very funny. And Carrie's reading, he's like, bathing?
Bathing.
Peacock Brad Square Buttocks.
All
Peacock
right.
Brad Square. Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
You got that, yeah.
It was very funny.
It was hilarious. And
we had Brad trivia was great because it was a crossword puzzle. But apparently Carrie can't spell either, like Brad. He has the same ailment that Brad has.
What do you mean?
Because he spelled Brad's job in 1984, which is two words, is pizza deliverer.
No, just
he was a pizza deliverer. He was a pizza deliverer.
A deliverer. That's right.
That was very funny. Pizza deliverer.
I don't know why you have a problem with that.
Perfectly Brad acceptable. Thinks it's perfectly acceptable.
All right, so there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody know what day of the week Brad was born on?
Friday. Yes,
Brad did. His mother and dad did not. His mom and dad both got it wrong. I thought that was pretty funny.
The only reason I knew it is because I had an app on my phone that's a date calculator. So that was one of the things. The first things I did when a date calculator, I can see what day I was born on.
His mom put Sunday.
Sunday. She's put Saturday.
Saturday.
Well, no, she thought it was Saturday, but it wouldn't fit.
So right, she put Sunday. Cause, yeah, she had to put something.
I know it was a Saturday, but it was almost a Saturday.
Oh, funny.
It was 11:53 on a Friday, so it was almost Saturday.
His first surgery, an ingrown nail.
Ingrown toenail.
And see, and I wanted to put ingrown toenail, but I'm like, that won't fit.
That won't fit. It was actually my only surgery. So
his first, yeah,
I had two.
I guess
I had
the
both
same.
My big
you
toes.
Had two. The same. Yeah, they were the same one. First job, milking. Yes, 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 yes.
This is I'm burning.
It was
for
very
you,
interesting.
Basil Oyster Cult.
I only got three wrong, so I won. Because I didn't know what the heck day he was born on, and I couldn't remember his Firebird for the life of me. I kept going Toyota Supra. It won't fit in the squares. But it was
that
a
was
Firebird.
Not my first car.
I thought it was a Supra.
So then my dad sits down. He goes, "Okay, tell me the truth. What happened that day that you spun out and hit the pole in your Toyota?"
Yeah.
It's like, finally, come clean. Tell me the truth. I'm like, I've told you the story. It's the same boring story. I'm sorry.
He just can't believe that.
There's nothing more interesting about it.
He can't believe that that's what happened. He just can't believe it.
I was.
And then he admits that the same thing happened to him.
Yeah. That was. Thanks for ruining my story.
Sorry.
I was 16, I guess. 17, maybe. I was probably 17. I was driving my girlfriend at the time home. I went to pass a car that was going, it was an old Impala, it was like a 66 Impala, and I went to pass it.
Come to find out it was your dad driving the Impala.
That's right. He says, the same thing happened to me. I said, what, a Toyota spun out in front of you on the way home?
No, I was driving an Impala.
Yes. So I went to pass this Impala that was poking along the service road. It was a two-way service road, two-way, two-lane, and I went to pass him, and he began to speed up, and I couldn't get around him, So instead of slowing down like I should have.
But he was 17. You know, what do you expect?
I was already sort of in front of him. And so it was easier to punch it and get in front of him because I was running out of road because there was a car coming the other direction. And I should have backed off and got behind him. But I was 17 and I had my girlfriend with me and I had my sports car.
Yeah.
So I went faster and pulled in front of him. And when I did, I lost control of my car and I spun out. I mean, I don't know exactly. I don't really know exactly what happened, because my dad said that I didn't have enough air in my tires. My tire rolled or something. But I think if that happened, it would have been flat afterwards.
Oh, he said that's what caused it?
At the time, that's what he told me.
Oh.
He says, maybe you didn't have enough air in your tire and your tire rolled or something. And I'm like, I won't.
Oh, that sounds like my dad.
But later on, when I told that story, they said, well, your tire would have been flat.
Oh.
So, anyway, the point is I lost control when I swerved back into that lane.
And that did make you look very cool.
And somehow I ended up going backwards because I spun all around in a circle. And I ended up going backwards in the median, in the grass part, between the service road and the interstate, which is not a good place to be.
And ran into a sign.
Not a good place to be when you're
out of control. The exit sign?
Yeah, it was one of those, exit signs or street, highway signs.
And I like how it was that you didn't have enough air in your tire. I didn't have enough oil in my car.
No, I didn't say
that,
though.
Tire. No, the dads, it's always something like that. Something we didn't do.
Yeah. You should have done it.
You should have done this. You should have fixed your car.
So anyway, I went ahead and took my girlfriend home. And nobody stopped.
Nobody helped you? Nothing?
The guy in the Impala just kept going.
And left you sit there?
Yeah. Nobody stopped. Nobody did anything. And I was shaking and she was shaking and we We pulled out, and we had our seatbelts on, but we pulled out. I took her home.
That's impressive back then.
And there wasn't much wrong with my car. I mean, the bumper was, you know, the bumper had a big mark on it, but that was about it.
Huh.
I mean, it was, and it was the kind of mark that doesn't come off.
Right.
But.
Huh. So he finally believed him. And then said,
I don't know if he believed me or not. Oh. I'm not making any sense.
You're still not sure if he believes you?
No.
Because it couldn't have been that simple. It had to have been foul play.
It had to have been foul play.
Jeez. It had to do with Brad. It was foul play.
I'm guilty till proven innocent
around
that.
That's right.
And you know what? With good reason. So. With good reason. But I would. The thing is, he should have. I wouldn't have lied because I was afraid I would get caught. And there was nothing to lie about. I mean, it was. I don't know. I wouldn't even know how to make up a story.
That would be worse than that.
That would be still stupider than that.
I was trying to be cool, Dad.
So.
Should have known.
I mean, I could have just said I backed up. I didn't see a pole and I hit a pole. I mean, I could have said that.
Yeah.
That's how the mark got there. I didn't see it. I backed into it. That's happened. I've done that.
Haven't we all backed into a pole at some point?
Just so happens. Well, you know what I hate is those poles you can't see.
Yeah, they're low.
They're only like 3 foot tall. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hate that. I've hit a few of those in my day.
Mm-hmm. Did you see on the news this morning, some woman was at the laundromat and she went to leave and she was on the cell phone and instead of putting it in reverse, she went to drive and smashed right through the window, the building of the laundromat.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Why would you punch it so hard that you wouldn't know which way you were rolling?
I mean, she went.
That's not an excuse. If you'd have put it in reverse and did the exact same thing, you'd have hit somebody behind you.
You're going that fast? That's hysterical.
What kind of crazy NASCAR driver are you?
No, in the laundromat parking lot. This poor woman is folding her clothes, and this car came flying at her. She's like running to get out of the way.
I think that's just. When we used to work up at the movie rental place. Mm-hmm. A lady pulled up, and she was talking on the phone or something.
They didn't have cell phones then, darling.
No, she didn't. I don't know what the deal. She was sitting there, and she had her foot on the brake.
Uh-huh.
And she was pushing it really hard.
Uh-huh.
Because she was upset. I don't know, maybe she was talking to her daughter or something. She was upset.
Yeah.
And she was pushing on the brake really hard, and her foot slipped off the brake.
Uh-huh.
Back onto the gas, and she still had it in drive.
Oh, no.
And it popped over the curb and went right into the movie place, movie rental place.
Really? Yeah. Were you there that day?
No, I wasn't there.
Oh.
But, I mean...
That was long before cell phones.
Came in...
Long later. Before.
I came in later that day.
And saw the mess?
Yes.
Bummer.
And it was a mess.
Did you hear about that the ref called the... missed the goal for the World Cup?
Oh, no! We got gypped! Hello!
Yeah, we should have won the game. We got gypped.
We won! This is like the French said. They played a lousy game!
The ref. Stupid ref.
Stupid ref. No, but see, you know, see, Americans...
The tagline was most hated man right. in America.
But the Americans didn't complain about the other team. They didn't deserve to win. No, they deserve... I mean, no, we tied.
Whatever, we tied.
But we should have won if it hadn't been for the stupid ref who called a penalty and then refused to say why.
Yeah.
He said, foul? Foul? On who?
And the guy's like, what? You see when they replayed, what?
What?
He's standing there going, huh?
Who fouled? I don't know! But there was a foul. That is it. Goal didn't count. I don't want you to win. I mean, that's basically what he said. Yeah, I mean, he just said,
I don't want you to
no,
win.
No, the goal didn't count.
Yeah.
Well, who was the foul on? I don't care. It didn't matter. Goal didn't count.
Yeah. Darn it. Not
okay,
winning.
Well, I'm glad that you picked, you know, the team that you wanted to win here in our tie. But anyway, if we win, because then England tied
right.
in their game.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, all we have to do is win, and we're in.
Okay. Gotcha. But we would have been in already. If we
yes, if we'd have won that game, we'd have been all right.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'd still have to tie the next game. But.
Yeah.
All right. So we had Hot for Teacher. We had Blue Oyster Cult Burning for You. Hot for Teacher. And Haylen. This is Slow Dancing in a Burning Room by John Mayer.
Yeah. All right. You got some hot songs.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, what did the old Henry say to when he saw the hot tamale? What did
he say?
Hubba bubba. That's a joke Skeeter told on her show the other day.
She told Opa and he went, what? A hot tamale, it's candy.
Oh.
Nobody knew.
Okay, whatever. But you know what'll happen is 2 weeks from he'll tell the joke back.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I heard the funniest joke the other day. Then he'll mess it up. What did Babe Ruth say when he saw a Butterfinger? Bubblicious. Oh, isn't that funny? And then we'll all have to laugh, yeah. You know. Yes, I told you that joke 2 weeks ago. And it was funny when I told it.
Not like that.
Oh, my brother listens to the show. He's going to get me in trouble. I was just kidding. Not being serious. Oh, it was good to see my brother and Jan and the baby. And the baby finally stopped crying from looking at me.
By the end.
Briley's getting a complex. Every time I would look at Briley, she'd start screaming. Bah! But by the end of the weekend, she was cool with me.
Yeah, she's better. Mm-hmm. Very leery.
She was so funny that she laughed.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's getting so cute. And I had a good Father's Day. And I already talked. I didn't really. Yeah. But, I mean, we didn't do anything.
We
just
swam.
Laid around the pool. Oh, we saw Toy Story. That's what I wanted to talk about. Now we're finally getting down to it.
Okay. No, this is what I want to talk about.
No.
This is my. I stopped in the middle of the movie, pitch black, dug through my purse to get a pen, and made a note. So that I would not forget to talk about this.
Oh, man. I got to
Should this be another
this.
Show, maybe?
No. We're going to wrap this
How
up
real
quick.
How much time we got?
We can do this in 5 minutes.
Okay.
So.
No, this is my thing.
No, but I want to set it up. Can I set it up, please? Jeez. Okay, so we get to the movie theater, Faith looked up the movie time. So I'm going to blame her a little bit. But really, I'm going to blame the guy at the front. I walked up and I said, Toy Story 3, two adults and a kid. Okay. Well, it's like $19. Like, really? So
for a matinee.
Matinee, 3:30 on a Sunday. So he gives us the tickets. I don't think anything about it. We go in, we get our large popcorn and our large drink to share, and it's like another $14. And we go to the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they went ahead of me because we were there about 10 minutes before the movie started.
Yeah, let's blame you about the giant popcorn.
Yeah, I bought the popcorn.
I said, get a small one that we can all share. We don't need huge. And he comes in with the biggest popcorn you could possibly buy.
It was strapped to my back. It was so heavy they wouldn't let me carry it alone.
He was in the little.
There were poles and another guy behind me. You know?
They were holding. And then his drinks, he had like in a drink carrier on wheels. Pulled it in.
It was just a keg with a tube. So, it was only 25 cents more.
It was.
And we got free refills.
A kidney buster.
Yeah,
that's what the popcorn said. Free refills this time. I'm like really?
You could ever eat
that. If I was like that gluttonous to eat that whole entire bucket and get a refill?
But we should have took it back. And said, we only needed a medium. We want a refund for the rest.
No kidding. We should have had him dump that out and give us fresh popcorn and then take it home. We could eat it for a week in a bag.
So, anyway, I went to get the popcorn and the drink, and they went to the theater to get the seats.
Uh-huh. Where there was none, by the way.
So I walk in, they're sitting down.
We're in the handicap seats.
In the handicap seats.
The only seats there were.
And keep in mind, we got to share one drink and a giant thing of popcorn.
There's like these 5 feet between.
Their seats are together in twos. So they're like 10 feet apart. I'm like, this isn't going to work. And then I'm looking around going, why doesn't everybody have on 3D glasses? And I'm like, wait a minute, why don't I have on 3D glasses?
Why don't we have glasses?
Where are the 3D glasses?
He starts getting upset.
So I come out, I said, come on, we're leaving. So so we go out and I'm like, is this movie in 3D? And she says, oh no, the one that starts at 4:20 is in 3D. This was 3:30. And I'm like, well, he didn't say anything about that at the front. And I was a little irritated because I'm like, If you go up and you're showing the same movie in 3D and 2D, right?
Uh-huh.
Then shouldn't you ask, do you want 2D or 3D?
I guess not. I guess he knew. When I looked, I didn't pay attention, so I guess it's my fault because I didn't differentiate. I didn't know there was a difference. I didn't know it was in anything but 3D.
I didn't either. The whole reason I'm going to see the movie is in 3D. If it's not in 3D, I'll wait for it to come out on video.
It wasn't even that 3D-ish.
I got a rule. Only 3D. Yeah, you know what? It didn't turn out to be that the 3D. But I think we would have noticed. I mean, I think it was better in 3D.
Okay.
But anyway.
More depth.
More depth. So I go get my money back, and now we've got to sit in line.
Well, we trade our tickets, and we wait in line.
Yeah, trade our tickets in for the other tickets, which now it's an hour away for the movie to start.
So see those people sitting on the floor over there? They're waiting for that movie.
So we got in line.
We were in the front.
But we got any seat we wanted.
Yeah.
We were the third in the theater.
Uh-huh.
But we had to sit there for an hour. Then we get into the theater. Not an hour. We sat there about 30 minutes. And we got in the theater and sat for another 30 minutes. Uh-huh. And then the previews.
Another 30 minutes for the previews.
Then the commercials started.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
Then we had to watch the commercials for 15 minutes. Uh-huh. And then the previews started. And they went on for 30 minutes.
No lie.
And here's
my problem. I looked at my watch.
And here's my problem. Here's my problem. Then you can go into your problem. Mm-hmm. My problem is we went to see a G-rated movie.
Yes, we did.
Which, in my opinion, was barely G-rated.
Barely. Should have been PG.
I think so.
It was a little dark.
But it was dark and intense. More intense than any G movie.
I will not watch it again. I do not recommend buying it. And will not watch it again.
Oh, no, I can't wait to see it again.
No.
You're crazy. So anyway, before that, we had to sit through previews. But the previews were all for PG movies.
Yep.
And violent
PG movies.
I'm like, holy.
There were three-year-olds sitting in the theater.
There were three-year-olds watching The Sorcerer's Assistant. No business seeing this movie.
No.
And by the way, why
is it? Or a preview for that movie.
Why is a three-year-old there? They don't have any Toy Story cred.
Well, okay? This Toy Story was not made for three-year-olds like the first and second one was.
They should have only let people into this movie that had seen the first one.
Oh,
in the
theater.
No.
All the parents had bought the double feature one. Like April the other day said, we got to watch one and two before we go and see the third one.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. They really re-released them.
Yeah, re-released them.
But, you know, I'm saying these little five-year-old kids, they didn't suffer through the heartache of
waiting.
they weren't there when what's his name? To Infinity, Buzz Lightyear first got there, and he had to get broken.
No, he was just a toy.
And they didn't suffer the heartache of Jesse in that song by Sarah McLachlan. And anyway, no, I agree. The movie should have been PG. I disagree with you that it was not excellent. It was the best of the three.
It was not.
Oh, by far.
You are kidding me.
It was the most mature plot line.
That's not for children. The movie was not made for children. It was made for adults. Well, it was made for adults. Helen did not like it. It was not made for children. It was dark. It was like a Nazi war camp at the daycare.
Yeah.
And that bear, she's like, I didn't like that. We were walking over swimming lessons. I didn't like that bear at all, Mama. He was so mean.
He was.
And then when he got cruel. Up there and he didn't push the button, why do you have to be so mean?
He was cruel.
I said he was mean down to the stuffing, his last bit of stuffing.
Last bit of stuffing was mean. He was cruel, but it wasn't just
it's
mean.
Like Hitler cruel.
Cruel, yeah. And it was kind of dark, but it was the best of the three movies.
No, it was not.
Oh yeah,
no,
it was not as a kid's movie, as a movie.
The only part of the movie that I liked.
I guarantee you, it'll get Oscar buzz.
The only part
I will bet you right now it gets Oscar buzz.
Of course it will. The only part of the movie that I liked was the end.
It was the end. I cried.
We all cried at the end.
Boo-hooed.
And it was sweet and nice, and that's what the movie was supposed to be. Was sweet and nice. It's not a children's movie.
It was.
Do not take your children to this movie. It's not for children. The burning flames. Let's all hold it. Like Carrie said, let's all hold hands. Give up. Let's just go to our doom. Burn up. I mean, yeah, they're toys, but it's a little intense.
By the way, spoiler alert, we're going to be talking about the movie.
Stupid. Made me mad. But the previews really made me mad. There was a commercial.
And I think, here's what I think, Faith. I think the previews tainted the movie. Because when I left the movie, the ending made me cry, and I really liked it and everything. But the first part of the movie, I was irritated.
Mm-hmm. I was too.
I was already irritated when the movie started. But before you get into that, I got to talk about the short film.
Okay.
There was a short film at the beginning called Day.
But that's part. Okay, go ahead.
Called Day and Night.
Yes.
And it had no business.
Nope.
Anywhere near a G-rated movie.
No.
Now, okay. It wasn't violent, but it was just suggestive.
It was risque.
It was risque, which, you know, so was Bugs Bunny. But here's what I hated was the lesson it was trying to teach. It was a diversity training. Yeah. It was a diversity
it was
training
diversity
for nine-year-olds.
Training. Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what it was.
One was night. There were two characters.
We can get along.
One was night and one was day. And they were, you know, they didn't like each other. And they were fighting. And then one of them, and then the day one went across a girl in a bikini on the beach. Because you could see through him to the day, and then the night when you could see through him to the night.
And then he looked, and she wasn't there at night.
She wasn't there at night. So then he was like, oh. And so then he showed him something cool at night, which was like a party or something, uh-huh. or fireworks or something. And then the other ones. And the lesson was, you know, that there was something good in everybody, and that we could see, you know, and all this, and it was day and night, and that was the name of the short.
And then they came, and they had the daybreak, and they
yeah. And then there was a daybreak, and they became one,
right?
Which is a bunch of malarkey. Okay. Here's the truth: we're all dark. We're all nasty.
Yep.
And then God has to intervene mm-hmm. and make us. Like himself, which is lightness.
Right.
And light has no fellowship with dark. And we are taught that in the Bible. Now, I'm okay with diversity. It says in the Bible, there's no Jew, there's no Gentile, there's no male mm-hmm. or female mm-hmm. in God's eyes. And we should view each other the same way. Not, you know, judging each other based on any of those characteristics. Right. No race.
Right. Diversity is a good thing.
Diversity is a good thing. There's one world. As, right. What's his name? Sings about mm-hmm. Toby Mac. I love that album. One World. Okay. So... Diversity City, that's the name of the album. Mm-hmm. And that's great. I'm all about that kind of diversity. But when you get down to culture and you get down to what they were talking about, which is night and day, which is lightness and darkness. And, you know, no matter how...
We can't just leave it. We can't leave it alone. We were both so irritated by that.
But it wasn't all just... And here's the other thing. It didn't like all go over the kid's head. They actually stopped down in the middle at the end of the... Yeah. Towards the end of the thing and gave a speech.
Yeah.
It was a radio station giving a speech about... We can get through this together and see each other as equals. No. Darkness has no fellowship with the light, and that's the way it should be.
It was a college class that did it. Did you see that?
The only way we have fellowship with light is through the sacrifice and redemption of Jesus Christ. Period. End of story.
So that did taint a little bit. But then they had a commercial.
For the answer?
For Carl's Jr. No. Carl's Jr.
This
teenager sitting on the beach eating this disgusting looking hamburger. Why does people eat a Carl's Jr.? The food is gross. So he's eating this whatever it was, chicken sandwich or whatever, some Hawaiian thing. And he's flopping the little hula dancer and he keeps pushing her. And it's so suggestive. And it's over and over and over again. And they're saying when the young man can't get to... Whatever.
Yeah,
we can't get the needs.
So
you can't get to his knee. It was very suggestive. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, it was bad.
I was offended, honestly offended by that commercial. Honestly offended.
Because it was, and if we hadn't had a 9-year-old sitting beside us. Okay. If we hadn't had a 9-year-old sitting beside us and hadn't come to a G-rated movie, it might not have been so bad.
Right.
Okay, if we were there seeing Die Hard 7,
right.
This might not have been so bad.
It would have been expected. It was a children. There were little boys. I mean, and there were naked women, or like bikini-clad women in the thing, and they're all like, woohoo! You know, and now, mind you, Bugs Bunny did that, too.
And Las Vegas was the center.
And Las Vegas was the center. It was the Sin City, and blah, 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 whatever. Anyway, and so then all the previews... were like for sorcery and it was violent and they were horrible. I'm like,
except for Despicable Me. I gotta go see that.
Despicable Me was funny.
I gotta go see that.
But everything else, I was like,
but when I go see Despicable
Me,
I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna put my popcorn down in the seat. I'm gonna put my drink in the seat.
And I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave until the previews are over.
I'm coming back when the movie starts. By golly, I'm gonna go play a pinball game.
That's it. I did. I said I'm not coming in until the previews are over. I'll go get my seat. I'll put my stuff on it.
Yeah.
But then I'm leaving because I'm not letting Helen sit through previews. You can't trust them. They're not age appropriate. I'm not being funny.
I completely agree with you.
I am seriously agitated about this.
I completely agree with you.
I was very agitated.
Completely agree. But we disagree on the movie itself. The movie was excellent.
The movie was good if it was for adults.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't for adults. It was for children.
Alone, it was good.
Yes.
And there was nothing in the movie. I mean, it was dark and it was scary, but there was nothing really in the movie that I wouldn't let Helen see again.
Mm-mm. She had a nightmare about it. She had a nightmare about Toy Story.
I know, but...
Seriously.
I know. It was.
Carrie warned us. He said she's going to have a nightmare.
It was an intense movie.
Was he not right? Yeah, he was right.
It was intense.
I thought he was being ridiculous. I'm like, if it's Toy Story, surely it can't be that bad. I thought he's exaggerating. He's just trying to be over careful because he doesn't want Helen to get scared. I'm like, no, it can't be that bad. He was right. It was that bad.
But I think it was more intense because it was on the big screen, because it was in 3D. I think that even made it more intense.
Whatever. The evil bear? Seriously?
The bear was evil.
And that baby. Oh, my
gosh. The baby was creepy.
Why could you not have... Could you...
There was like the creepiest baby in the world.
I'm like, what is this, Chucky?
It was a Chucky baby. It was just like, grr. No, it was creepier than Chucky, actually.
And the clown, I mean, at least he was nice.
The clown was nice. Chuckles.
Ugh.
He's just sad. He was sad. He was
sad.
Scary.
He was sad. He just sat in the window. He was sad.
Clowns. No, not clowns.
Oh, man.
So it turns out my brother went to school with Dr. Hodgins from Bones.
Hodges.
What did I say?
Hodgins.
Oh, Hodges.
Hodges. Dr. Hodges. Hodgins. No, I think you're right.
I think it was Hodgins.
I think you're right.
Dr. Hodges is the doctor we had when we were kids.
That's right. That's why Hodgins. That sounded right. Okay, Dr. Hodgins.
Right. My brother went to school with him in high school and knew him. I mean, they were
buds. Yeah, he said he was a friend.
Yeah. How about that?
Way cool.
Don't know him now, but he knew him then.
Uh-huh. Hey, pretty cool. Good to know. Cool. All right. I'm out.
So there you have it. I'll have to put warnings at the beginning of the show that there were spoilers involved. Mm-hmm. So much for our rant. And yes, Dave, we are back. We are podcasting again on a regular semi-basis.
Semi-regular basis.
That's a regular semi-basis. It's funny that way. Thanks for ruining it. Okay.
I didn't ruin it.
What did Jen say today? It was so funny. She said, thanks for making me awesome, Dave. I don't know what she said. It was hilarious. Thanks for my awesomeness, Dave. Thanks for producing or whatever. I don't know what she said, but it was funny.
I won't get that today because apparently I spoiled everything for you today.
I'm going
to. You said that like four times the whole show.
I know.
You're ruining it.
That's why I was being funny.
Oh, I didn't take it that way.
It was just part of the bit. You made this weekend super great, fantastic for me.
Oh, thank you. Really?
I really appreciate it. Yes.
Like I hadn't done much.
And you got me this remote, this L5 remote that goes on my phone that lets me control the television, which is almost super cool. I
didn't get it for you. Your parents did, but no, I told them to get it.
I know. My parents, but they would have never got that for me if you hadn't told them.
Well, right.
And you got me those cool shoes.
That was very sacrificial because I knew that was going to be your favorite gift.
I let your parents get the favorite gift. You got me the, you let, and, but I, but you get credit. But you got creds.
Because sometimes it's hard to let other people give the gift you know is going to be the favorite.
I know. And you got me the boring shoes, but I appreciate the shoes.
I know you
great
do.
Great Crocs. I love them.
I know you wore them today. And I knew you'd appreciate them. But the little remote thing, oh my goodness.
Yes.
She's going to be obnoxious.
Love, love, love. What'd Carrie give me?
Chirp, chirp.
I don't remember.
He gave you an iTunes gift card.
That's right. Cool.
So you can buy tons of apps.
Yes.
For your new phone little thing.
Oh, and I got an update on my phone today. So I'm really excited about getting new apps. Actually, I already used it. I bought, by the way, Carrie, I used it. I bought Tiger Woods golf thing.
You bought Tiger Woods a golf thing?
No, I bought Tiger Woods golf game.
Really?
The game for my phone.
You don't like to play golf.
But I like to play it on my phone.
Oh. It's not as hot when you do it there.
Yeah, I can play in air conditioning. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's enough. Yeah. So I guess that's enough, and we will say goodnight and goodbye and everything. And Helen got me a Wii game, but then we played it, and we were like, we don't like this game, so we're taking it back.
Yeah, it was kind of disappointing.
Well, it was supposed to be a two-player game, and it's very misleading because you've got one character –
Mario Galaxy.
One person can be that, and the other person gets to be a little star that floats around Mario's head.
Yeah, it's not this
and doesn't do anything.
Yeah, so they're gonna exchange it.
All you can do the other player.
She was
player
so
can
excited to play
jump.
That with you.
I know, and then it was a big letdown.
But who? You know, how would you know?
You don't know till you try.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Oscadoos, everybody.
Oscadoos.
Hey, y'all, stay cool, okay? Sweet, I can't resist.